Many of you will know, of course, Phil is a local postie, but also a local painter as well. So I suppose we ought to...
Painter, sketcher.
Painter, sketcher, artist.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Something like that. So let's just find out a bit more about you, Phil. What got you into art in the first place?
Well, I think probably, as I showed you, my Buster comic that I used to buy when I was a kid.
All those years ago?
Yeah, I think it was weekly. It must have been.
I think it was.
Yeah, so I used to buy that. I used to love going and buying that. And I just started sketching the pictures out of it, which is, obviously, that's one of the originals there, you see. So, yeah, I used to sketch
now, for
pages.
For those of you who are watching in black and white, because he's holding up a picture or a comic of Buster, and then he's got, on a piece of paper, his own version of that black and white picture, which is quite wonderful. Yeah. So you started doing this, Phil.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, you're now doing... pictures of Lincoln, aren't you? I mean, they're slightly different from Buster in that sense.
Yeah, I just started... I used to like technical drawing at school. That was one of my favourite lessons, technical drawing, art and woodwork. And I think that's why I sketch a lot of buildings. You know, I just got this liking for sketching buildings. And they've got a draftsman sort of element to them. And that comes through in the art, so I've kind of mixed that in with a bit of art, with a pen sketching, and made these colourful pictures. And I just stuck with it, and
evolved. They're more than colourful pictures. They're almost Lowry in style, aren't they? Sort of modern Lowry. I'm looking at one. I think it's your most recent one,
yeah.
Which is looking up the high street towards the Stone Bow. I've got two versions of it in front of me. I've got the black and white version, and then I've got a nice coloured version, which I have to say makes it look very Lowry-like.
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to get, a sort of Lowry feel?
I wasn't probably even into Lowry when I first started sketching them, but I've taken quite an interest in him now. There's not a great deal to see about him, really, even if you go on YouTube, but there are some lovely little videos, yeah, and I do have quite a respect for him. And yeah, that is it. Is the pictures are just about, you know, as much about the people as they are the buildings. I couldn't possibly sketch them without people in the scenes. Yeah, so it's yeah, and I've been called a modern day Lowry.
You have been,
yeah.
Now, your pictures. I mean, let's be honest. That they are the word I've used, and I think it's probably the most appropriate is vibrant. They jump out at you.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've seen any of Phil's pictures on Facebook or in reality, they literally do jump out of you. I mean, I've got one here. It's of Steep Hill, looking up towards the Tourist Information Centre.
Oh, that's the two steampunkers.
Yeah. And, I mean, you've superimposed a photograph of yourself on the front, but you look at it and you could say, this could be Victorian Lincoln.
Yeah. Yeah, but the colours are very important. To say, I used the Caran d'Ache colour pencils to start with, and I was blending them in. People thought they were paintings, and then I've got into the watercolour. I thought they might be wishy-washy if I start using watercolour. And now I've kind of got to the same standard with the watercolour and just bringing the colours out. And I say, it's one thing to see the photos, but it's nice to see them live and just see how they jump out. And when I've actually done them on the drawing board, when I've finished one, I actually stand there staring at it. I have a staring session.
You have a staring session. It reminds me of Simon from the television, who says he's going to have two coats of thinking of it. You're sitting there looking at it. Does that mean that you then say, "Oh, I think I might just change that pink to a deeper red or something"? Or
no,
is it a case of I'm just admiring my work?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just fascinated with him. I literally can wake up in the morning, if it's still on the drawing board, I wake up, the first thing I do is go through to the living room and just stand there looking at the completed picture.
Now, we jokingly play Postman Pat's theme tune at the beginning, because you are one of our local posties,
yeah.
And out in all weathers, and we're very grateful, because we wouldn't get our bits and pieces. But how much of being a postie can you use when you're walking around the city to go, "Oh, there's a picture there, must come back and take a picture"?
I do actually take photos, especially if I'm working uphill. Especially if I'm around Castle Square, I'm always looking for scenes. and if I see something, I'll snap it. And then what I do then, I mean, I could sketch outside, but I don't think I'd get much done.
Too many interruptions.
Yeah, I like to go out with the pen. When it warms up, I like to go out and do a little bit of the sketch outside, but I like to sit in the comfort of my home. So what I do, I would go out of the phone. I mean, these phones are amazing, really, for high resolution. So I'll take a picture on the phone if I see a nice scene, transfer it to the iPad, and then I can do what I want. I can zoom in. I can do a sketch as big as I want. So, yeah, I'm constantly looking for little interesting scenes.
Now, you say zoom in. If we go back to the Stonebow one that we were looking at, I mean, if people happen to see that, who are in there, would they recognise themselves, quite or possibly. have you changed them sufficiently to make them unrecognisable?
Quite possibly. I mean, I sometimes change the colours of clothing. I mean, some of the colours you see in the clothing, you wouldn't possibly get people wearing, you know, vibrant colours like that.
Oh, I don't know. This is Lincoln.
but people sometimes have, I'm sure that's me in that picture. But, quite possibly. Because I've taken them from live pictures, I might add a little bit of my own into it, a few extra people. But yeah, they're pretty much from my just interpretations of my own photos.
Now, Phil, I mean, it's interesting. You talk about paintings that you've done of Lincoln, but you've just shown me a painting that's, I think it's selfie, really, isn't it?
It is.
Is it a sort of self-deprecating selfie in the sense that it's a bit cheeky, isn't it? Because it looks as though you're just sort of lounging around in your lounge.
That's it. It's my little environment. That's my sofa, my friend's paintings on the wall, and it was a challenge to paint her paintings into the picture. And people say, why don't you smile? Well, I don't always like to smile when I do selfies.
I hate to say this, but that makes you look a little bit like the Hood from Thunderbirds.
it's all about a bit of fun, isn't it, really? Yeah. But I've just tried to get my little environment, my sofa, my pillows there, the paintings on the wall, my books on the shelf. And that's my little place where I create.
Now, having created all this stuff, and I mean, you've got if we go on Facebook, we can see a lot of it. But, and I mean, you've brought in stuff to show me today, which we're describing to people. But there'll be people saying, well, where can we see this work for real?
Well, I think the biggest display is in the Waterside Centre, outside the Roman shop, on the lower level, on the wall. I've got pictures in numerous places. I've got pubs, of course, the Cardinals out. There's a couple of pictures up there, but mainly in public places like bars.
So you could almost have... You remember the Knight's Trail we had around the city? You could have a Phil Munn Trail,
There's a few plotted around.
And what about if people want to get hold of your artwork? I mean, if somebody says, you know, I've seen... We've got the picture of the Stonebow that we've been talking about. Somebody says, I'd like that. I'd like to own that. Well, can they get that?
I can do prints. The thing is with my art, it is my hobby. It's nice to have a hobby that you enjoy. It's another thing when everybody else enjoys it as well. I can do prints, but at the moment I'm really busy with my job.
We all want our post.
Yeah. so really, it's my enjoyment. I've got Facebook and social media to promote it. So I'm just promoting my hobby, really. But I'm looking now to push it. And start getting prints.
I suppose
available.
That begs the question. Then, what sort of
I would just
plans?
Say, message me if you're on social media. Just message me.
And the plans for the future. What? Where do you see this going? Because I mean, I'll be honest. You know, I couldn't draw this at all. Beyond. I mean, this is not. I'm nowhere near this. Yeah. But this is good. By anybody's standard, this is good.
Well, I think I'm looking to get an exhibition sorted out. My first exhibition in October. I've got a couple of weeks off. I want to try and get a week booked off and get a venue, and I think that's when we'll start to really push it on a sales kind of front sort of thing. And I think I'll have a lot of people visiting as well. I've got a lot of followers. Now, it'd be nice just to have somewhere where everyone can just come and meet me and see all my work on the wall.
Let's just give people an idea of the sort of size. I mean, the paintings that you see on Facebook and social media, that doesn't tell you how big they are. Yeah. What sort of size are we looking at, these?
I think now that I've started using watercolour, I can apply the colours a lot quicker. So some of these pictures now, they're kind of A2 size.
So what's that, 20 inches 82, by?
Yeah, it's A2, so that's like two A3s together,
yeah,
isn't it?
So yeah, so it's 20 inches by 16 or something, isn't it?
And I can, like, you know, I can do prints any size. I'd like to start doing... I did, when I was down south, I was doing postcards. I'd like to get some postcards done, because they were popular, postcards.
Yeah.
People buying postcards and putting them in frames.
If you think about it, the postcards like that of Lincoln would... Yeah. They've got to be something that says, that is different. Yeah. That is so different.
Yeah, it takes a bit of organising. But as I say, the last 6 years, I've been quite open, on social media, because people do wonder why I'm not selling so much. But, say, I've been paying debts off for 6 years. I'm all clear now, so now I'm concentrating on my art. I didn't want to forfeit any agreements or anything, so, yeah.
Don't blame you.
So
the future is more of these
art. And I want to try and get it out there for people, because I do get people messaging me for prints. And I mean, I've had someone from America. She used to live in Lincoln. She's been asking for prints.
Very nice.
I'm organising some of those to pop in a tube.
Maybe an exhibition in New York or Los Angeles.
That would be nice. Yeah, who knows?
Phil, it's been a real pleasure. Let's just remind people, easiest way for them to get hold of you.
Right, well, I'll be quite honest. Most of what I do is on Facebook. I've got Instagram, I've got Twitter, but Facebook is my social media. I've got my personal page. I've got quite a few Lincoln people on there now, but I've also got my Facebook page, The City of Lincoln Through the Eyes of Phil Munn.
Which I have to say, folks, if you just type Phil Munn into your search engine, is where it will go.
You can Google Phil Munn. You can find me. And if there's anything that you like, if you think you'd like a print, then just send me a message. That's all I would say.
What sort of... I mean, if someone does want a print then, Phil, what sort of cost are we looking at?
At the moment, I think I can do prints for about £10.
That's good value.
Yeah.
That is good value.
But I try to do things so that it's very easy to get prints framed.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about how... If they'll go in tubes, I want people to be able to get a print, go straight to the shop, buy a standard size frame with a mounting and pop it straight in. That's it. I don't want, you know, I want to make them available for everybody.
And I have to say, they are something that everybody...
I'm a bit of a people's artist. I want to get to the masses.
Absolutely, go for it.
Yeah.
Phil, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll get you back in when you know when your exhibition's going to be, and we'll talk about that. I have to say, it's been a real pleasure talking to you, my friend.
Thank you very much for having me.
And just keep painting, because they are so wonderful. Whichever way you look at it, they are some of the best things I've seen.
I get so many lovely comments. I don't think I've had a bad comment. And obviously, I'm on the Lincoln social media page. If you're from Lincoln, you know, it can be a problem keeping up with all the comments. But it's all very gratifying. It's lovely to see. And I'm just pleased that everyone likes my hobby.
Phil, you take care. Look after yourself, my friend.
Thank you, David. It's great. Thank you.
My pleasure.